Shabbat Shalom. This week's Torah portion is Va'era, and it means I have appeared. And covers Exodus 6:2 through 9:35. In last week's parasha, Moses and Aaron were sent to see Pharaoh and requested him to allow them to celebrate a feast for 3 days in the wilderness. Pharaoh does not allow this to happen, and he increases the Israelis' burden by forcing them to gather their own straw to make their bricks. But they must still make the same amount of bricks. This would be a great hardship. Adonai was hardening Pharaoh's heart to bring about his glory, God's glory. But when the Israelis hear this, they kvetch and they blame Moses, and ultimately they are blaming God. In this week's parasha, God reminds the Israelis of his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and God says, I am the Lord, and he reassures them with the seven I wills statements, which are, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will deliver you from slavery. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people. I will be your God. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And lastly, I will give it to you for a possession. Unfortunately, the Israelis are suffering from a broken spirit and have lost their hope. It is typical of us to want things in our timetable and to forget that El Gabor, the mighty God, is in charge. But the time of the plagues is upon Egypt, and the showdown between Adonai and Egypt's false god is to begin soon. Though really, it won't be much of a contest. These 10 plagues will show Egypt and the world that there is only one God, and all the so-called gods are helpless to thwart what El Elyon, the Most High God, can perform. This parasha covers the first 7 of the 10 plagues. In the first plague, God turns the water of the Nile River into blood. Pharaoh calls upon his magicians to end the plague, but the gods of Egypt are powerless, and it continues until Pharaoh asks Moses to plead with God, the one true God, to make it stop. After 7 days, Moses approaches Pharaoh and he asks him to let our people go. And Pharaoh replies, no. The second plague brings about frogs everywhere. The Egyptians cannot walk without stepping on them. They cannot sit or sleep without sharing their quarters with them. Pharaoh's magicians were able to generate more frogs, but they could not get rid of them. So Pharaoh begs Moses to ask Adonai to remove the frogs, promising he will let our people go. Moses asked God, and the frogs all die. But the stench was overwhelming, as you can imagine. Because God had continued to harden his heart, Pharaoh breaks his promise, and the Israelis are still held captive. Gnats appear in the third plague, and Pharaoh's magicians cannot produce the gnats, and they tell Pharaoh that only the God of Israel could do this. The fourth plague involves flies, and God says, on this day I will set apart the land of Goshen where my people dwell, so that no swarms of flies shall be there, that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. By now the Israelis have seen the hand of God and are gaining faith. Pharaoh again pleads with Moses to ask God to remove the flies and promises to let Moses' people go to the wilderness. Pharaoh again hardens his heart and he refuses to let them go. So the fifth plague arrives and the Egyptian livestock perishes. The Israeli livestock remains healthy. The smell of death increases, yet Pharaoh continues to hold on to our people. The sixth plague has boils breaking out on the Egyptians and what was left of the animals. I'm sure that was quite enjoyable. Again, God hardens Pharaoh's heart, and he refuses. The seventh plague arrives in the form of hail, and the hail included fire and killed everything in the fields, including the trees. This once lush land was now barren. God says to Pharaoh, "But for this purpose I have raised you up to show you my power, so that you may know my name and it may be proclaimed in all the earth." God's glory increases, and so does the Egyptians' misery. By the end of the plagues, the great Egyptian nation will be humbled and broken, and the world will know who the God of the Jewish people is, the great I Am. Some points to remember. God continues to intervene in our behalf today. I know for myself, I see this all the time. Maybe some of you are not sure God is working for your good in your life. Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident of the very thing that God has begun a good work in you and will perform it until the day of Yeshua's return." God knows our needs, and he desires to help us, just as he redeemed the Israelites out of Egypt. Brothers and sisters, we should also remember that even as God hardened Pharaoh's heart to guarantee the outcome, Pharaoh's heart was cold even without God's hardening of his heart. So it should come as no surprise to us that God would punish Pharaoh. He was responsible for his actions, just as we are responsible for our actions. How much more for those of us in leadership who cause others to stumble? Something for us to think about. We should also remember that in the 7 I will statements, God promised, "I will bring you out from under your burdens." Today, he accomplishes it through our redemption in Messiah Yeshua. After all, redemption is the business of God, and his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness are the grounds of our faith. One final truth I would like to mention. It is God, not us, performing the good work in us. His will, not ours. The credit and the glory belong to God. Don't seek earthly acclaim, but rather give the credit and the glory to whom it is due, to our 3-in-1 God. Amen.